holy city. Because it is sunk so low, like loss, like big loss, because my heart heaves in its 26-year-old breast and spirit broken like an arrow under the immense tear whose power, sorrow, expands in all directions all the time, because it's tired and staked out and no amends to fill the duty and no windows to see the result forget itself and climb down from a bastion of steel or slip cautiously from a cake of cement, because your friends are as distant as stars from the street and your lover sighs and goes to sleep, leaving you, the dreamer, to the untender mercy of the clock, dirty dawn, job, school report, speeding ticket, all rushing forward to trip you up as you sidestep the ledge. And that ledge is a clean line straight to the end, making straight to the end over and over again, making the same mistake. Though you pinpoint it, track it down, and wipe your target clean, they'll still trip you up. Because it's not architecture or instinct or cultivation or the last word or the tops or justice or the right of way or extra fine quality or cheap or even reasonable. Because the rain is as classical as ever, the people sleep late and grumble, the traffic stalls and monsters your breath, and money talks and money screams and tortures you, and maniacs grab at your pocketbook and grope your ass, and the best poet in town packs a gun. Because there's no way back or out, just a tighter and tighter squeeze with junk to drown your sadness and junk to wire your madness. Because you feel imminent death all the time, though I'm not afraid, no, I'm not afraid. Because it's throwing a bright idea straight to hell and becoming the slow and patient destruction of all you ever wanted to do.